this is Leslie Zann. August is the final month of the summer season. What's your mindset? How's your focus? What's your volume? The following quote from author Kent Nerburn reflects the unconscious complacency that can affect your business during the summer season. We are all children of chance, and none can say why some fields will blossom, why others lay brown beneath the August sun. None can say, huh? After 3 decades in our profession, I know darn well why the fields of some direct sellers will blossom, while others lay brown beneath the August sun. And it all comes down to leadership. With a fresh commitment to leadership, your belief and confidence will grow. You'll sow more seeds with consistency, and in the August heat, your business will blossom. If you are ready and willing to play full out, August is the month to lean into a leadership mindset and create smoking hot results. And as you lean into leadership, you'll discover that it's not a difficult process. Let's review 3 facets of leadership that, when polished brightly through practice, they will help you define your leadership style. Facet number 1, leadership is a process. Leadership is developed through experience and mentorship. You gain experience by taking consistent action. Your skills evolve as you learn to master your business model and, in turn, coach your growing team to do the same. The mentorship necessary to guide you on your path is readily abundant and can be found through upline leaders, crossline leaders, corporate and industry training. It's only by taking action and experiencing firsthand the challenges and exhilaration of blossoming leadership that you are able to establish your personal style and evolve into the leader you ultimately want to become. Over time, you'll observe a variety of leadership styles. Your exposure to various leaders via videos, live events, interviews, and personal interaction will guide you in defining your own style. By evaluating these examples without judgment or criticism, you'll get a sense of which style you prefer. Pay attention as you watch these leaders. Notice which ones or one inspire and motivate you. Identify what it is that draws you to them. Take notes on what particular characteristics you want to emulate or innovate on and make your own. Use your insight to define your personal leadership style. Facet number 2, leadership is a mindset. Your mindset begins with belief and expands with commitment and action. Regardless of the time of year or the size of your organization today, your mindset must reflect an attitude of leadership. This will develop into your leadership posture. Now, what do I mean by posture? The emotional stance necessary to lean into leadership. The attitude that reflects how you, as an emerging leader, bring unique value to everyone you sponsor and to the growing team you are developing. A thrilling aspect of leadership is your ability to empower your team. And not just empower them to act, but to find the courage to move through the obstacles that are keeping them stuck. These obstacles can be practical, like understanding the process for placing orders and enrolling new team members. Or they can be mental obstacles, such as the fear of failure or rejection. By sharing your personal experience of overcoming obstacles and moving through fears, you set an inspiring example for your team on the power of a positive mindset. The hectic summer season itself can be perceived as an obstacle. To create success, you must lead by example and consistently weave your business through those crazy days of summer. Having a leadership mindset gives you the will to act and set that example for your team. Facet number 3, leadership is a choice. Over the years, I've had the opportunity to interview hundreds of top sales achievers from a wide variety of companies and business models. And in every case, there was a moment in their story when they said, in their own words and in their own way, "One day I decided that it was my time. One day I decided that I was going to the top. One day I made the decision to jump in with both feet. One day I decided to claim it, to own it, to boldly go where I want to go and let nothing stand in my way. They found the courage, claimed the commitment, and made the choice to take action. That choice propelled them forward and inspired them to create their future success. For most of us, our vision for the future of our business is made up of equal parts personal achievement, personal development, financial success, recognition, and the opportunity to truly make a difference in people's lives. Your vision is given breath by the culture of the company you represent. Confidence comes with the feeling of belonging. Satisfaction grows with the belief that you're in the right place with the right company and the right colleagues at the right time. Anticipation expands as you imagine a future full of unlimited possibilities. Ask yourself, what will my new life look like? Put your vision on paper through journaling and bring it to life. Then take your newfound clarity and move confidently in the direction of your dreams. Men and women around the world continue to experience unprecedented and unimaginable success in the direct selling profession. You will too. Whatever your company, product, pay plan, or business model, find the courage to move through your fears, lean into leadership, take action, and turn your vision into your reality. This is your life. This is your time. Keep your vision in front of you to propel you forward no matter the time of year. Right now, it's August. It's the last month of the summer. You worked hard up to this point. You've built a foundation, if not a thriving organization. Are you experiencing summer distractions? Are you struggling with your calendar and hours of operation? If so, it's time to shift your perspective. Every cycle of the season throughout the year has its own unique distractions that can pull you away from your business. For example, selling your home, buying a home, going on vacation, getting married, getting divorced, having a baby, preparing to send your son or daughter off to college, quitting your job, starting a new job, dating someone new, breaking up with someone special, moving to a new city, planning a birthday party, getting away for the weekend, buying a new car. Are you getting the picture? Or the weeks when the kids prepare to go back to school, shopping for new clothes and school supplies, and summertime activities when the kids are home from school. You may be living that right now. Okay, let's look at the calendar. It's packed with distractions. It begins with New Year's and continues with Valentine's Day, spring break, Memorial Day, 4th of July, Labor Day, Halloween, Thanksgiving, and ends with Christmas and Hanukkah. I mean, really, it's a wonder we get anything done with all these distractions. The moral of the story is, life is a distraction. Or not. It's a matter of perception. And the leaders who reach the top of their pay plan are the ones who learn to work around or through the distractions. They have a different moral of the story. Life is an opportunity. Your choice to deal with life's distractions or opportunities and at the same time stay consistent in working your business will lead to high achievement. Consistency is the key. If you go days or weeks without talking to new people, when you do re-engage, it's like starting all over again. It's excruciating and it takes all the fun out of the business. Successful leaders learn early on to stay consistent and weave their business through every season like a threaded needle through a garment. Don't use the distractions of summer as an excuse to fail. Don't let fear keep you stuck. Don't settle for less than you desire, less than you deserve. Claim this summer season as your opportunity to prosper. Your business will be smoking hot this August, and your fields will blossom. You know what it takes. Lean into leadership, take consistent action, and move in the direction of your dreams. And test